With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served with a side of sass. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important, living in harmony with nature's cycles. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs? Like you're constantly battling against the flow? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And there's a secret weapon that can help us weather those storms. And it's not a magic potion, though wouldn't that be cool? It's about understanding and embracing the rhythms of nature. See, we humans love to think we're in control, right? We schedule our days, set deadlines, and hustle 24/7. But sometimes, taking a step back and observing the natural world can put things into perspective. Nature doesn't stress about hitting its goals. It simply exists within its own rhythm, the changing seasons, the ebb and flow of tides, the waxing and waning of the moon. There's beauty in that simplicity, isn't there? So how do we bring this wisdom into our own lives? Here are five key takeaways to help us live more harmoniously with nature's cycles. 1. Embrace change. Think about it. Every season brings something new. Spring bursts forth with life. Summer is a time for growth and abundance. Autumn offers a chance to reflect and harvest what we've sown, and winter allows for rest and renewal. Nature doesn't fight change. It welcomes it. We can learn from that. Instead of resisting inevitable shifts in our lives, let's try to flow with them, just like the seasons. Remember, even those difficult periods, think of a challenging project or a tough breakup, are temporary phases. They too will pass, making way for something new and beautiful. 2. Listen to your body. Ever notice how you naturally feel more energized in certain times of day? Maybe you're a morning person who wakes up feeling ready to conquer the world, or perhaps you're more productive later in the afternoon. That's your body aligning with its own natural rhythms. Pay attention to these cues. When are you most creative? When do you need a break? Tune into your body's signals and honor them. Don't force yourself to work late at night if you know you'll be groggy the next day. 3. Find your flow. This is all about getting into that zone where time seems to disappear. You're completely immersed in what you're doing, whether it's writing a story, painting, building something, or even just enjoying a good conversation. Think about activities that make you feel truly alive and energized. These are your flow states, the moments where you lose track of time because you're so engaged. Seek those out. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to appreciate the simple things, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds singing, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. Being present in the moment allows us to connect with nature's beauty and find peace amidst the chaos of daily life. 5. Embrace rest. You know that feeling when you've been pushing yourself nonstop and then suddenly need a massive nap? That's your body crying out for rest. Just like plants need time to recharge, we do too. Don't feel guilty about taking breaks, sleeping in, or simply doing nothing sometimes. It's not laziness, it's self-care. Think about a time when you felt totally overwhelmed, deadlines looming, emails piling up, maybe even that awkward encounter with your ex at the grocery store. How did your body react? Stress hormones surged, right? Now imagine taking a walk in the woods, feeling the fresh air on your face and listening to the gentle rustling of leaves. You probably feel calmer, more centered, right? That's nature's magic. It has this incredible way of soothing our anxieties and helping us find balance. Remember that stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions and finding ways to manage them effectively. By embracing nature's cycles, we can learn to flow with life's ups and downs, cultivating a sense of peace and resilience within ourselves. So go for that walk in the park, take some deep breaths, and listen to the whispers of the wind. Nature has something powerful to teach us if we just open our hearts and minds to it. All right, my friends, go out there and live with intention. I want to hear your thoughts on this episode. Share your favorite ways to connect with nature in the comments below, or tweet me using hashtag dailydetachment. Remember, keep detaching, keep growing, and keep shining. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.